Week 19, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, undying praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. Psalm 88. Continued. And yet you have rejected and spurned, and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant, and dishonoured his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls, and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbour. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay heed, Lord, and see how we are taunted. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Psalm 88 concluded. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen. Amen. I am the root and stock of David. I am the splendid morning star. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. To sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning it springs up and flowers, By evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our years pass like grass, but you, God, are without beginning or end. With you, O Lord, is the source of life. It is your light that enlightens us. A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 4. Now look to your fortifications, fortress. They have laid siege against us. With a rod they strike on the cheek the judge of Israel. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, the least of the clans of Judah, out of you will be born for me the one who is to rule over Israel. His origin goes back to the distant past, to the days of old. The Lord is therefore going to abandon them till the time when she who is to give birth gives birth. Then the remnant of his brothers will come back to the sons of Israel. He will stand and feed his flock with the power of the Lord, with the majesty of the name of his God. They will live secure, for from then on he will extend his power to the ends of the land. He himself will be peace. He will deliver us from Assyria, should it invade our country, should it set foot inside our frontiers. As for Assyria, should it invade our country, should it set foot on our soil, we will raise 7 shepherds against it, 8 leaders of men. They will shepherd Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the sword blade. Then among the many peoples, the remnant of Jacob will be like a dew from the Lord, like raindrops on the grass, putting no hope in men, expecting nothing from mankind. Then among the many peoples, the remnant of Jacob will be like a lion among beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep, trampling as she goes, mangling his prey which no one takes from him. A responsory from Micah 5. You, Bethlehem, city of God the Most High, out of you will be born the one who is to rule over Israel. His origin goes back to the distant past and to days of old. He will extend his power to the ends of the land. He himself will be peace. He will proclaim peace for the nations, and his empire will stretch from sea to sea. He himself will be peace. A reading from the treatise of St. Gregory of Nyssa on Christian perfection. Quote, "He is our peace who has made us both one." End of quote. Since Christ is our peace, we shall be living in the name of Christian if we let Christ be seen in our lives by letting peace reign in our hearts. Quote, "He has brought hostility to an end," end of quote, as the Apostle said. Therefore we must not allow it to come back to life in us in any way at all, but must proclaim clearly that it is dead indeed. God has destroyed it in a wonderful way for our salvation. We must not then allow ourselves to give way to anger or bear grudges, for this would endanger our souls. We must not stir up the very thing that is well and truly dead, calling it back to life by our wickedness. But as we bear the name of Christ, who is peace, we too must put an end to all hostility, so that we may profess in our lives what we believe to be true of him. He broke down the dividing wall and brought the two sides together in himself, thus making peace. We too, then, should not only be reconciled with those who attack us from without, we should also bring together the warring factions within us, so that the flesh may no longer be opposed to the spirit and the spirit to the flesh. Then, when the mind that is set on the flesh is subject to the divine law, we may be refashioned into one new creature, into a man of peace. When the two have been made one, we shall then have peace within ourselves. The definition of peace is that there should be harmony between two opposed factions. And so, when the civil war in our nature has been brought to an end and we are at peace within ourselves, we may become peace. Then we shall really be true to the name of Christ that we bear. When we consider that Christ is the true light, far removed from all falsehood, we realize that our lives too should be lit by the rays of the Sun of Justice which shine for our enlightenment. These rays are the virtues by which we cast off the works of darkness and conduct ourselves becomingly as in the light of day. Then, when we refuse to have anything to do with the darkness of wickedness and do everything in the light, we ourselves shall also become light, and our works will give light to others, for it is in the nature of light to shine out. But if we look upon Christ as our sanctification, then we should keep ourselves free from all that is wicked and impure, both in thought and in deed, and so prove ourselves worthy to bear his name, for we shall be demonstrating the effect of sanctification not in words, but in our actions and in our lives. Responsory from Luke 1. He visited us like the morning sun from heaven to guide us in the way of peace. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, to guide us in the way of peace. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.